Jennifer, thanks for rescuing us all from listening to me carrying on. What's on your mind?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I know that you have said before that total cholesterol numbers aren't what you're really looking for, but I had my lipids checked recently, and my total cholesterol was 299, and my ratio was good. My cholesterol to HDL ratio was 4.7. My HDL was good. It was 63, but I'm a little bit concerned about my LDL, which was 199, and my triglycerides were 192. So I was just wondering what your thoughts were.
Well, there's another ratio that maybe they didn't calculate for you. A lot of labs don't. And that's the LDL to HDL. And you've got here roughly a 3-to-1. My math skills aren't all that great, but if I divide 63 into 199, it's roughly 3. So that also is, if we follow such things as the Framingham study, which really did an in-depth on these ratios and what risk there is, 3 we want to stay below for the HDL to LDL ratio, and 5 is what we want to stay below for the cholesterol to HDL cholesterol ratio, and you're approaching 5 and you're at 3. So from the cholesterol is going to get me point of view, there'd be some things to do to try to fix this. However, ma'am, cholesterol is not the problem in causing atherosclerosis. You've heard me say that before too. And there's a very, very good book on this. It's called The Blood Thinner Cure. It should be entitled The Thinner Blood Cure because nobody's asking anyone to take blood thinners. And what it tells us is that literally blood donation reduces the risk of heart attack and stroke dramatically. And what causes it is actually physics, not chemistry. It's the impact of thicker blood on branch points in arteries causing inflammation, and that inflammation is pasted over with cholesterol, just like you would put some plaster on the wall if it were falling apart. And if we don't thin down that blood, we continue to cause abrasion and inflammation, and the cholesterol builds and builds over the years. But you've heard this before. Women who are menstruating who are not smokers rarely, if ever, have heart attacks. It's because their blood is significantly thinner. Ma'am, are you past menopause? Are you donating blood? How about that?
I'm not past menopause yet.
Okay. So what you want to pay attention to is your blood count within the normal range of women who are menstruating, which it probably is, by the way, but you can get some data on this by looking at what's called the complete blood count, or CBC. Now, it's true that when we're worried, we do what are called blood viscosity tests, which are even more accurate. But if you look at your complete blood count, CBC, and you look at what's called hematocrit, H-E-M-A-A-T-O-C-R-I-T. Now, the hematocrit is 50% of the volume of the thickness of the entire bloodstream. It's not 100%. That's why the viscosity test is more accurate. But 50% is pretty darn good. And if your hematocrit is within the usual menstruating woman's range, which goes, depending on your lab, between 36 and 42, then your blood is adequately thin to help prevent problems, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I was just looking at past blood work from last year, and it said my hematocrit was 42.
So that you're right.
Right on the cusp.
You're right on the cusp of that one too. So once your menstrual period starts to slow down, ma'am, you might want to go out and donate blood. It to do you some good and somebody else some good, and the research on that is solid.
Okay. I've also heard you talk about a tablespoon of cod liver oil a day, and if I am still menstruating, would that be helpful, or should I still donate blood?
That would be quite helpful, ma'am, for two reasons. One, it keeps the platelets more slippery so that the blood tends not to stick to things as easy and clot. But when you, being a lady, when you get your fish oil, make sure that the E fraction is higher than the, I'm sorry, I got that backwards. The D fraction is higher than the E, because for women it's the DHA fraction that keeps the platelets slippery, but it doesn't work for men. And for men, it's the EPA fraction and not the D. So make sure you've got a higher D fraction than E when you take your fish oil, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
And one more thing, if you have time. Do you feel that with my triglycerides, I know that, you know, the blood donation would be a positive thing, but do you think that since I do have a history of diabetes in my family, and I know you've linked these two things together, do
yes,
you
ma'am.
Think that you would recommend berberine?
I really recommend, if you can work with a physician on this, that you get what's called the Kraft prediabetes test, K-R-A-F-T, because that one can tell you that you're on the road to diabetes 30 years before you get it. I am not kidding you, ma'am.
Okay.
It's that good.
And
if that Kraft prediabetes test is positive, then you make the appropriate dietary changes and the triglycerides will come down. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for all that you do. I greatly appreciate all that you give us and your knowledge.
Well, we just all working together on by talking to each other need to get the word out. And thank you for helping me, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome, ma'am. You have a good day, too.